The next item on the agenda is, there's page two items, permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Commissioner, good morning. We have seven page two items to place you before you this morning. As the agenda indicates, these are projects in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review and for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. Very briefly, 2A, Two Rivers Country Club is requesting authorization to maintenance dredge their entrance channel to the marina along the James River in James City County, maximum depths of minus 8 feet. 2B, Equitable Production Companies requesting authorization to install a 12-inch diameter natural gas pipeline by directional bore method beneath 85 feet of the McClure River. In this case, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $255, and that is based on the $3 per lineal foot for the crossing of state-owned bottom. 2C, City of Suffolk Department of Public Utilities requesting authorization to install a 30-foot extension to an existing 8-inch concentrate discharge outfall, including three diffuser ports near the old Kings Highway Bridge in the Vansman River. This will require the excavation of 60 cubic yards of state-owned bottom. 2D, Virginia Department of Transportation is requesting a permit modification which will allow for the temporary installation of a 70-foot long by 40-foot wide open pile work trestle on the south side of the Queen Sound Bridge. This will be used to offload construction materials in conjunction with the Chincoteague Channel and Black Narrow Channel's bridge replacements. We are recommending that all previous permit conditions remain in effect, as well as a requirement for the complete removal of the work trestle upon completion of the bridge construction and bridge removal and or its usefulness for offloading of construction materials. 2E, City of Newport News is requesting an administrative modification to their existing permit related to the King William Reservoir project that relates to the pre-operational HDO plankton monitoring program. The current condition requires that those results be submitted prior to September 30th of each year. We are recommending approval, and they have requested for a December 1st annual deadline. If approved, special condition 23 would then be amended to read as follows. By December 1st of each year, permittee shall compile and file a report with the commission on its pre-operational monitoring efforts during that year. Each such report shall contain the data collected during the year's spawning season and a summary of all data collected in the pre-operational monitoring program in prior years. At the end of the eighth year, the permittee shall provide an analysis of all such data with recommendations for Mattapony River water temperature triggers to signal the commencement and end of the springtime pumping hiatus. 2F, Loudoun County Wetlands and Stream Restoration, LC, requesting authorization to restore 1,423 feet of Cyclone Creek, which will require the creation of riffles, pools, and the installation of rock veins as part of the Loudoun County Wetlands Stream Bank Project in Loudoun County. And finally, 2G, City of Harrisonburg is requesting authorization to install 20 linear feet of 24-inch water line, minimum of 3 feet below Black's Run, and to construct a 20-foot by 80-foot bridge over that same tributary as part of the Erickson Avenue Stone Spring Road Connection Project. With that, I or members of my staff would be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Grab. Any questions from members of the commission? Mr. Fox.
Why does Newport News want to delay their report? The spawning season's in the spring. It seemed to me the data would be there in time for them to have a September 30 report.
The City of Newport News is here this morning, and they'd be happy to try to answer your question, I'm sure.
Is someone here from the City of Newport News that can respond to the question by the commission member? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Please state your name and who you represent, please.
My name is Paul Peterson. I'm a project manager for the Eco Monitoring Project with Malcolm Perney.
Pleasure to have you here. Could you respond to Mr. Fox's question, please?
Yes, sir. the data that we're collecting from the fisheries data is actually being collected into the month of August. For the for the years of spawning. The season is going well beyond the, I guess, the spawning into the juvenile life stages of the fish that we're collecting. And we're running into a problem with being able to complete the laboratory analysis of the specimens collected and get a report generated by September 30th. In addition to that issue is the issue that there's another VMRC requirement to do a hatch date analysis. The hatch date analysis is on late juvenile stage shad that are collected well beyond the spawning season. So you're correct that the spawning season's in the spring, but we're actually collecting field data well into the year, and that's why we're asking for the additional 2 months to generate the report.
Further questions, Fox? Is that?
No, I don't know why you couldn't have anticipated this when the application was made.
Any further questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Are there any other questions from the commission on the page two items? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience pro or con on the page two items that have been listed by Mr. Grab? If not, the matters are before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, I move the approval of the page two items as submitted.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is item 3, closed meeting for consultation with or briefing by counsel. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I move that this meeting be recessed and that the commission immediately reconvene in closed meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members pertaining to actual probable litigation with other specific legal matters requiring legal advice by counsel if permitted by subsection A, paragraph 7 of section 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia pertaining to VMRC versus Jewett.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? We'll be in closed.